music up.
Snap. Oh, baby.
Here we are for the first time in, I don't know what, about 3 weeks?
In the new era.
Eddie?
The new era of
2 weeks.
Week.
2 weeks.
There you go.
New era of sports in Detroit.
There you are, ladies and gentlemen. Here we are, the sports authorities, back together again now that our most controversial member is back from our assignment that we took him out onto the East Coast to go see as many baseball stadiums as he can get into, you know, and to go personally to the mayor of Hamilton, Ontario, to lobby for that NHL team or the NFL team, go get the Blue Blacks or whoever they could be again. So, that's what we're
Hamilton,
saying.
Hamilton has a football team. Oh, we're lobbying for the hockey team.
So, that's what we're trying to do soon. So, again, we're here. We're glad to see you. First time in a couple of weeks that we all got together here, and thank God through all kinds of diseases and all that stuff. We're so glad to see you. So, welcome to the Sports Authorities, where we are not bought and paid for by anybody. We accept no cashola. So, if we want to tell people to go get bounced, we can. You know, and so we don't, you know, hoe the company line here, because there's so many hoes in this company. Anyways, we do not have the FCC here. We are internet radio, so we do follow the DMCA rules. So sometimes the language gets a little salty, and if so, facto gives a damn. Right. Is that everything? Is
everybody sounds good to me, except we did mention the fact that we came in through the tunnels.
Oh, that's right. We didn't go through the tunnel. Wait. We can go through the tunnel?
Yeah. But
where the hell is Jim at? Wait. Hang on.
It's time for Ken, Mark, and John to come out of the tunnel and once again form the Sports Authorities right here on the new CKIW Radio 76.
Well, there you go. There you are. Now we're feeling better.
Now we feel like we're at home.
What the hell was he late for? Anyways, but we're glad that you're not late, so you were here. Got plenty of stuff to go to. What happens is our, you know, we'd even do this. That's how long that we're about. We still want to get into these controversial, hard-hitting topics here.
Oh, boy, we got a show tonight.
I'm telling you that we didn't even say anything about saying hello once again to, even though his knees are so much more better now, his hands like are totaled out for doing all the calculations for your W-2 forms. For all the money that you wanted back, you got this year, the Super CPA, Kenny Pocket. Hello, Kenny.
Hi, John, and hi to everyone out there.
And all the way from the East Coast, from Baltimore.
Nope, all the way from
DC.
College Park.
Good God. From George Washington University, where he came in second in the basketball coach rating. Our sport director here at CKIWR Radio 76, Mark Milicek. Hiya, Mark.
Hi, Kenny. Hi, John.
How y'all doing?
How's everybody out there?
I understand you've got a special going on now. If somebody signs up for you to do their lawn, you'll actually cut a Mr. I logo into their lawn for them.
God.
Oh, that's going to cost a lot of money. Lots of money to get a Mr. I, especially getting it from a Maple Leaf fan.
Oh, baby.
And if they want a JLA on it, it's really going to cost them.
You don't have to yell. It's radio. Yeah, well, we're so glad that we've had so many topics. Anyways, how this goes is that our sport director, Mr. Milicek, and the interns on the second floor write up the big, huge book every week of topics to go for. We don't read these things really. We haven't even read them at all. Mark has. So this way we don't.
I just typed them.
Yeah, and you can look at the ink come off. See what happened.
And then, a little bit as you were copying and pasting.
But see, this way what happens is that we're totally unrehearsed. No idiot cards. No cue cards.
Unprepared.
That's right. Or whatever Lou Gordon used to say. So
unbiased.
That's right. So what you're going to do is you're going to hear us call out numbers, and that means it's the new topic that we're going to go to a little bit behind the scenes there for you. And talking about in front of the scenes, let's kick it off. Mark, where do we feel like going first?
Okay, you can pick it.
Who's that?
Well, let's talk about number one.
Number one.
Yeah.
Oh, we're going to talk about
Red Wings?
Talk about the Maple Leafs.
1967. Okay.
I just want to hear that boo.
There you go.
That's why. No, we're going to talk about the Boston Red Sox and their flu outbreak.
Flu by you.
Why they were here in Detroit. They had everybody sick while they were here.
That's true. I mean, if you seriously think that the Tigers are going to take 2 out of 3 again from Boston, you are sadly mistaken. You know, there had to be a reason why these guys weren't playing.
Yeah, even their broadcaster, Dave O'Brien, had to quit in the middle of the game because he was getting so sick. And he was not even in the clubhouse.
I'm telling you, as somebody who had this thing, I mean, it knocked me out. I didn't go to work for a week. I mean, that's how heavy duty this stuff is. And I can't imagine even trying to play, let alone stand up. You know, in this thing, because man, this flu's a killer. And even after taking Z-Packs and all kinds of crazy stuff, it still hung on for at least 2 weeks. I mean, it's bad, bad news. I mean, you got to go to the doctors. You cannot just use snake oil or something to put on you and go, wee, I think I'm feeling better.
And the flu shot didn't even help.
No. And they hopped right over. I mean, this stuff even hopped over Z-Packs some of the times. I mean, it
Z-Packs, ESPN packs, whatever packs that you had. I had to throw a sports thing in there, you know.
Wasn't there a network called PAX, P-A-X? Okay.
Whatever,
moving on.
Or the Pac-10 PAX.
That's right.
I see they had to fumigate the Red Sox clubhouse at Fenway after they left, huh?
Yeah, and they had to fumigate the Tigers visitors clubhouse, too, because Minnesota said they weren't coming in here until they fumigated it.
Really?
Yep.
No, that makes sense. I mean, what do you do to fumigate? You know, well, I mean, it's a virus. What the hell are you going to do?
Well, they said they set off some sort of fogger. with
flu. What kind of fog are you going to do? Anti-flu fog.
I guess it's the same kind of fogger that kills roaches or something. I don't know.
That makes sense. Okay.
You suck.
All it said is it said foggers with flu-killing gas.
Who the hell has that? What is that?
I was trying to get more information on that, but all it said was it's a flu-killing gas. And
we got a gas that'll kill the flu. Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, that works just for us.
Yeah, and it disinfected all the areas.
Yeah, we sent 51 or 59 gas bombs, and we only hit 3 lockers.
Yeah, Minnesota got heads up of all the Red Sox being sick, so they sent a little message to the Tiger organization and said, can you do something about that clubhouse before we get there?
I'm telling you, it is. You saw them, and they were like going through the motions. You know, I mean, as they were playing hard, and if they're playing hard with that crazy flu, I mean, literally, you cannot stand up with. You know, these guys are going to be animals once they get it all together.
That looked like the Tigers' bullpen, though. Talk about not being able to stand up, being able to walk. I mean, these guys, they're
awful.
Playing. Oh my God!
There you go.
I mean, there isn't anybody. You know, Osmus goes out to the mound, waves the right or left arm, and you just cringe. You go, oh, no.
You just cringe every time you see Osmus.
That's true.
Yeah, as long as he stays in the dugout, we're good.
No, yeah, but really, he's talking to Fat Boy during the whole thing, though. It's like, why don't you just give the team to Lamont, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, as well as his, you know, career has been so far, Gene, you know, there's a reason why you were never promoted to a... Well, yeah, he was, wasn't
he? Yeah.
Yeah. What's he with, what, California?
Lamont. Chicago?
Yeah, I thought Chicago.
Yeah.
Anyways.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's good to see that we kick off with a sick story, so to speak.
Yep.
For all you that are sick, and please get well. I mean, keep drinking fluids, go to bed.
Right.
Don't be on the phone all the time.
And go to your friendly neighborhood Walmart, and maybe you can get some of these...
Yeah,
foggers.
Yeah.
I mean, what the hell? I mean, what kind of fogger puts out like
this? It said it has some sort of disinfectant in it. Maybe it's a Lysol bomb. I don't know.
Right.
Well, you know,
enough of that.
It doesn't have to actually kill the virus. You just have to have them pay to kill the flu virus.
Yeah. I mean, really.
Hey, guys, this will work.
Yeah, it's like we gave up all of our chemical warfare, you know, stuff. What?
Yeah.
We killed people. Oh, that's crazy. How'd that happen? Well, all right.
We'll see when Minnesota leaves from here if anybody gets sick when they get to the next
the
next series.
The conference leading Minnesota.
No, they're tied now because Tigers won today.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Here we go.
Oh, rah, rah, rah. Go Tigers.
Yeah. Okay, I don't even have a Tiger thing.
That's good enough.
Matt Boyd went 6 innings, and it was until the last out before he gave it first hit.
I mean,
this guy was
he did
very
good.
Good, and then you go to the bullpen.
And it goes bad.
You bring in Shane Green. Then you say, oh, not Shane Green. Let's bring in Kyle Ryan. Then you bring in Wilson. He gives up some stuff. K-Rod, he gives up a run. It's like, oh, boy.
Yep.
What an adventure.
Well, we might as well, since we're talking about Tigers, we might as well just keep going with the Tigers.
Now, number two, we're going to talk about our Fat Boy, Bruce Rondon, huh?
Yeah, Mr.
I love, you know, this guy, he says, okay, I finally made it. I finally had a good second half of the season last year. So it's time for the off season. Dairy Queen for everyone.
Yeah. Especially me. I mean, I will buy the Dairy Queen just for me.
Yeah.
Did you see the bullshit that they said too? It's like, well, he was doing good all during the off season. Except for when he got to the World Games, he put on 50 pounds in 2 weeks. Bullshit. He did not. You can't. I mean, really, if you can put on 50 pounds, 25 pounds in a week, that's badass. I mean, really, that's like, what, 4 pounds a day? Every day?
And I doubt he was throwing it all during the offseason.
At all.
He comes in, and he's over 300 pounds. Can't hit 95 in the fastball.
You suck!
I mean, he just...
Yeah, he really was bad. You know, he was bad, but, you know... They still keep this guy. You keep me hanging on. What is the point with this guy? He's a head case. Thanks. Good night now.
Well, why do they keep your buddy?
Anthony Gose. Hey, you know what? Maybe they can go down to Toledo and they can compete for the same
Yeah, a relief pitcher role.
Where is he at now?
Ghost?
Yeah.
Who cares?
I mean, wasn't he supposed to be trying out for being a pitcher?
Yeah, and he threw a couple of bullpen sessions, and he said how encouraged they were because he was throwing the ball so well, and I haven't heard a thing since.
Yeah,
which
neither
is fine with me.
That's okay.
As long as he's not up with the Tigers, you're happy.
That's right. And you know, you can take him and Bruce Rondon, put him in the same bag, and ship him off somewhere.
Do you have anything about today's press conference with the Wings?
No.
Oh, man. Okie dokes.
Well, let's talk about it.
Well, yeah.
Oh, Wings.
Oh,
there's Red Wings.
Boo, boo.
No, we didn't mean the vote of confidence, huh?
Oh, the vote of confidence?
Yeah.
Oh.
Do you see that? I mean, and he's like all thrilled. So now we know that Chris Illich is as big of an ass as his dad, you know, where it's like, my mom and me are really into, you know, keeping the competitive fire so the Red Wings going. And just because we had an off year, I know that Holland wants to win just as badly as we do. Bullshit. Holland is the reason why you got to be in the place you are. Holland is the CAC Hall of Famer first ballot.
Well, you can almost add Blasho right to him because he's not an NHL coach.
Why are they keeping this guy?
Well, you know what? I'm going to say this. I'm not as pessimistic because these people lie out of both sides of their mouths, okay? And they can come out and say they have a full confidence in Holland. Doesn't mean they do. Doesn't mean anything because these people are bullshit artists. Okay, what it may mean is, okay, we're going to try to work out a deal to get Steve Yzerman in here. In the meantime, he's the place setter.
What would it take to get Yzerman out of a decent organization, a great place to physically be, and a team that's winning?
Money. Lots of money.
How much? I mean, you're talking with the letter B for billion, you know?
Be the... And this is coming from a Maple Leaf fan. That would be the best thing the Red Wings could do. Get rid of Blasho. Get rid of Holland. Bring in Yzerman and let him pick the coach.
Yeah, but what are you going to get another retread? Going to get Hancock?
Three coaches just got fired.
And they are?
Desjardins from Vancouver. Daryl Sutter from L.A. and Lindy Ruff from Dallas.
Why does Lindy Ruff constantly becoming a retread? I mean, what is the point with this guy?
You got to understand, he can only coach what he's given, too.
So true, though. But, I mean, Sutter, he's always kind of a quick term.
Sutter in L.A., he's won two Stanley Cups in the last 4 years.
And they blew them out. So tell me how other places keep the bar high.
Right.
You know, and the Wings are like, darn, shoot. Once again, we're a one and done. You know, darn, shoot. We don't draft worth a damn. Darn, shoot. We give out these stupid-ass contracts.
With no trade clauses.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And guaranteed lockout.
Does that sound like the... What other team does that sound like?
Tigers.
There we go.
I know. I mean, so all of a sudden, Chris Illich, which you hope to God, would see the light. You know, I mean, really, I don't know what Holland has. I don't even know if he's got a contract anymore.
He does. He has one more year on it.
How many?
One.
All right. So if you're kind of basically Detroit kind of was, they, you know, especially with Asmus, they don't like to pay you for not being there.
Yep.
Even though if it jeopardizes a season, whatever, you know, we're going to have to pay you anyways. So, you know, so if he's got one more year, he's not going to turn it around 1 year.
No.
Because really, if you get the ping pong ball, I mean, how deep do they go in the NHL draft? 10? I mean, for the top 10 teams.
Yeah, but as you get to 10, your percentage is like...
Yeah, right, one ball.
Yeah.
You know, so Detroit would be, what, fourth, third?
They're right around 5-6.
So, I don't like your chances at 5-6.
Right.
You know, at all.
Yeah, because you got Arizona, you got New Jersey.
Well, let's be clear about that.
They're about 5 or 6.
You're going to have quality players available at that time. The question is, are you going to pick the right one?
Yeah, but from what we understand, it's like you got the top 5 are decent, and then it trails right off at 5. you know. And it was just like Mark and I were talking on Saturday. You know, the people that were cool enough deferred. It's like, we don't want, you know, your 2017 pick. We'll take the 2018 pick because next year's draft has some oomph to it.
Yeah, because you got a lot of juniors coming up that, as they say, junior in the minor thing, you know. They're going to be not coming out this year, but next year, that are going to be pretty good players. That's why a lot of teams deferred their draft choices for 1 year and took a lower 2018 instead of a higher 2017 draft.
Okay, gotcha.
Draft pick.
It is amazing how much that the whole, I mean, of all the things that you can get, like, you know, you get the minor league baseball package, you can get this minor league hockey package, which is extensive. It's huge. It's so huge, it's $300 a season. I mean, for minor league hockey. And we're not talking the IHL. I mean, we're talking lower. We're talking Premier. We're talking North Ontario.
Yep.
You know, we're talking Tier 3.
Yeah, you're talking teams out in Moose Jaw and out that way.
Prairie or Riverman.
Yeah,
our favorite.
So you're talking junior hockey as well.
Junior hockey, like double-A ball. Yep. Hockey for $300, but it's amazing to me that the whole class is flat, but five. And the five that they're talking about are nowhere near going to walk in and be Sidney Crosby.
Right. You know? You're not talking anybody that can walk into the league like Connor McDavid or like Austin Matthews or anything like that.
Yeah. So Detroit at 6 or 5-6. Would it be 6?
Somewhere around there.
Would it be 3?
You have New Jersey.
Then Arizona. Not St. Louis, not Chicago, not Brooklyn.
There's one other team.
Of Long Island.
There's one other team in the West. Why am I not thinking of it?
Colorado.
Yeah, okay, but where did they all finish?
Colorado only had like 40 points.
Yeah, they were horrible.
Because I know that Detroit was really trying to tank there at the end.
Nobody could have beat Colorado.
Yeah. Good God. Talk about, you know what, really, if you're a Colorado fan, what are you thinking now? I mean, you saw the heights and now there is no getting out, you know, no matter what Y did to your team. You know, thanks anyways, but go away now.
And they didn't even trade any of their big guys.
They should have sold like crazy, man.
Your Duchesne and your Landeskog and your the defenseman.
Landeskog.
Tyson Berry.
Cool.
They could have got rid of those guys and got some draft. Unless they do it before the draft.
Fat chance, because they'll you'll get a 6th, 7th rounder. Talking about 6th, 7th rounder, moving on to number 3. It was a slow news week this week. And, of course, Mark was on the East Coast. You know, so evidently cell phones don't work out that far. And Kenny was like knocking out the rest of your lazy W-10 forms, you know, for you people coming in the very last minute with your little scraps of paper going, here, make it into a tax. Tax form, won't you? Make it coherent, and I need at least $4,000 back.
I made $550. Can I get $8,000 back?
Yeah, exactly. I really did contribute $8,000 to charity, but I didn't get a receipt. Is that cool?
Yeah.
You know, anyways, what was happening in the Detroit media, is that there was multiple stories per day, per newspaper, per media outlet about Joe Louis Arena closing shop.
Loser.
Could have said it better myself.
Yeah.
I can't hit enough buttons fast enough. Can we put this to rest? The Joe Louis Arena, for the last 10 years of its 39-year life, was a fucking slum. They didn't put any money into the joint. It looked horrible. It was a rush job when it first came out.
It was nothing special, but it was new.
Yeah, I mean, it was bargain basement.
It's a slab of concrete.
Gray with black and bad seps. Yep. And going inside of it was like going into a dungeon. It was dark. It was dank. It had some of the weirdest concourses ever. Your seats, your prime seats upstairs were awful. You know, your sight lines were not the most fabulous. Your parking around the area still looked like it was under construction 39 years later. You know, yep. Everything looked bargain basement. I mean, if Dollar General put up an arena, this is what it would be, you know. So, there is no love in the place. If there was so much of this love and outpouring and bullshit, people wouldn't be shutting this thing up with only 39 years
But
gone.
Oh my God, the building won 4 Stanley Cups.
Yeah, but you know what?
No, the building didn't win.
The team did.
Yeah.
Yeah, the building just got slummier and slummier. I mean, if you really did look around, there was some frayed carpeting.
Oh,
I mean, there was literally, Mark and I, when we were up in the suites, dropping names, there you could literally see brown water coming out of the taps, you know. I mean, the food was expensive. I mean, it was just poorly designed. It was a slapdash, hurry up, get something up fast, you know. I mean, how many people around the league go, oh, Joe Louis Arena, that's the epitome of everything that we love, you know, for an arena. It's yeah. just so well done. It's just so, I mean, it just looked like an eyesore to begin with. I mean, that ugly-ass, dirty gray and black with a little red stripe kind of thing, you know, on the outside of it, looked horrible. There was nowhere where you could go and have, like, a broadcast, you know, like a team or something like that, that you didn't have to green screen behind them because it looked so dank inside of there, you know? I mean, it really was. There's no love for this building. Just like the Palace, there's no love for the building.
But here's the thing that I don't understand. You mentioned the Palace. The Palace was a fine venue.
Sure is.
I mean, it's a great place to see a concert. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the Pistons, when they were good, it was a good venue to go to.
Here's the story.
But you hear nothing about it, though.
You hear nothing about it. You don't hear all this emotional gushing out. And I think the reason for that is this stuff is orchestrated by Illich, the Illich organization. They're good at this stuff.
Well, I mean, Fox was helping them out, too, because even on the first day, they would, if your team, if, say, Arizona was in for 3 nights, and that's really weird. Every night they would ask Arizona, so what do you think? This is their first or the second or third day that you're going to be gone and not seeing this place again, even though you have 2 more times that you're coming in. You know, this is your final kind of one. I mean, how does it feel to be playing your final year? They don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Do you seriously think the LA Kings care, you know, that Joe Louis is going?
Not
this
at
is
all.
Not, you know, and it was just like you and I were talking about earlier today. I mean, there are real stadiums for hockey, Olympia, Detroit, Chicago, one of the greatest ones, the one in Chicago.
Yeah, Chicago didn't even have a regular clock. They had the clock that had the hands on it.
Yes.
And then they also had the true organ in there.
Right.
You know, I mean, there you go. Any garden, you know, Boston Garden.
Boston Garden.
Felt Forum. Is that what you said? Yeah.
Boston Garden was the only stadium that wasn't regulation size.
Yep,
they
yep.
were that was 15 foot shorter. It was only 185 foot long instead of 200.
Yep.
Now these are classic places. This is when hockey was hockey and no helmets.
Uh-huh.
You know, and I mean you got chicken wire instead of glass. You know,
and they didn't do donut races.
Yeah. You didn't have to do Sweet Caroline. You know, in between. Awful. You know, there was that's what made these places. They weren't cookie cutter. They were put up with great purpose and great pride.
Yeah.
You know, not like Joe Louis. Joe Louis has not architecturally, it's like a vanilla wafer cookie. It's there, but that's about it. There is nothing about this. Do you love
it? It's like a vanilla wafer cookie that's been dropped in the mud.
Yeah. Ugh. Yeah, there's nothing. I don't know anybody, if they weren't constantly hyped about the last day, uh-huh. the last year, because you know why they had to do it? It's a total Trump deal. Don't look here. Look over here. You know, don't look at that. It's a crap stadium that we got a crap team, and we're going nowhere.
Yep.
You know, just we'll keep hitting on this sentimentality. If you do it every single night, it loses its sentimentality business. You know?
Right.
I mean, say goodnight, kids. I mean, yeah, they did win 4 cups there.
Uh-huh.
But you got to take a look at the building itself. Like Kenny said, we're talking about the physical dwelling itself. It was a crap-ass, rush job, cheap place.
Slab of concrete with an incredible amount of steps in front of it that you can climb up. I mean, just, ugh.
And they were scary since year one, and they never fixed them.
Nope.
Ever fixed them. With the money and all that stuff that they could put in there, you know, okay. And think about where you had a park in that really spooky structure, or where if you had suite tickets, you were parking in a chain link fence kind of dirt kind of lot.
Yeah.
Across the street there from the arena. Yep.
Yeah. And it was awful.
Yeah.
Awful. So, I mean, we couldn't wait to get this thing done. Hurry up. Because you take a look at this new joint. It's, you know, it's shiny, it's new, it's got all the amenities and all that stuff. I mean, it does look nice.
It's got a crappy name.
Yeah, it's got a crap name. And
Pizza Arena.
Yeah, I mean, really, what are you going to call it? It's the PPA? The PP Arena?
I got some names for it. You Red Wing fans might not like it.
Red Wing fan.
Maple Leaf Gardens, right?
No, I wouldn't.
Yeah, Maple Leaf South,
No, I wouldn't degrade it like that.
Anyways, but that's kind of, I mean, the thing is you couldn't get a ticket for the last game. I mean, the funny thing is that they hyped it on Saturday when New Jersey came in on Sunday, which was the true last game, you know, but then they had they keep trotting out all these old people that, you know, kind of played and Joe Louis kind of didn't, you know. All right. If you're going to be trotting out Ted Lindsay yet again, you know. He never played Joe Louis. There were some really shitty games, you guys. Remember, Darkness with Hardness was still in Joe Louis. You know, the beginning of Joe Louis was not a very cool start.
Yeah, Red Wing fans, don't you remember how many years the Red Wings didn't make the playoffs?
When did Ilitch, none. When did Ilitch buy the Wings?
82.
81-ish?
82, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but big deal. I mean, this is where the point where you had to literally give away a car a game to get people to come down.
Oh, yeah.
Give away a car.
Yep.
I mean, that's phenomenal. I mean, yes, it was an Omni. So you got screwed twice on that job.
Yeah.
You know?
The car was as good as the team.
Yeah, really.
Punk.
I mean, you're kind of helping out Chrysler as they're, like, sinking quickly. But it's phenomenal. You had to give away a car. I mean, thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars just trying to build up a base with Brad Park as your coach.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, you had some dark, dark years there. I mean, the thing was, what, 39 years old? All right, so 25, carry the 3 minus the 2.
14.
All right, so you had 14 years of suck. You know, I mean, really, that's a decade and a half, friends. You know, so why, what's the embrace? And anybody that's a hockey person whatsoever knows that when you're a one-and-done team, nobody gives a damn.
Yeah.
They know you're a one-and-done. I mean, how many times do you see Boston first round? You go, okay, 5 games or 4 games?
Yeah.
You know?
Especially, you know, when they had Murray in here and he was running the team. And he brought everything with him from Washington that he had done there, which means you build up a fancy team that does well in the regular season and then collapses in the first round. And not only was the team not built for the playoffs, he coached differently in the playoffs. Okay,
coached scared.
Yeah, he coached scared, and that's why they never went anywhere. And eventually Mr. I saw the light and says, okay, we got to do something. Brought in Bowman. And then, you know, for the first year, Bowman was the coach and Murray was the GM. And then they kicked Murray's ass out the door and elevated Bowman to the dual role.
Wasn't Jacques in the middle of that?
No, Jacques was before Murray.
Okay. So it was Murray first and then Jacques. But, hey, you know what? Still find Red Wing people. You wonder, where is the next, where's the next Bowman? I mean, this guy can do no wrong.
Yeah.
Weird as a mother, but he can do no... He's got it. You know, his son kind of got it, but this guy has it. Where's the next hockey genius? You know? And it's sure ain't people that are saying that Bettman's a great person.
Well, Bettman. I mean, I... You know, not that I'm...
You know, I gave you a preamp.
Okay,
go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, go on.
We're going to sit back and let you go.
Yeah. Well, the thing about it is, you got to give Mr. Babcock a lot of credit with what he did with the Maple Leafs. He took the team from being last year to a playoff spot.
Woo! The bar is high.
Yes,
but
nothing.
But the team is going in the right direction now. For the longest time, they haven't done things the right way. Now that they got the Shanahan and everybody up in the front office doing things the right way, letting the kids play, now you got a coach that can teach them the right way. Now they're going to start going the right way.
I have a rule that I apply to teams.
Yeah, I know.
That is, you don't get extra credit for having sucked for years.
No, I understand that.
Going from horrible to kind of crummy is progress. Okay, it isn't building. You might just not suck so bad for a year and then slide back. That's how Lion fans get sucked in time and time again. Well, they're getting better. Yeah, they went 9-7. Yay! Except next year you go 6-10, and where are you? Okay, that's the thing. You can't say, they're making progress and doing things the right way. You should have been doing things the right way. Okay? No. And if you're doing things the right way now, doesn't mean that you're doing it better than everyone else. It means that maybe now you're finally reaching a point where you're at the minimum level.
Yeah, you're just mediocre.
You're just doing it the right way, but it doesn't mean you're a genius.
Come back in 5 years, and if they've, became the top three teams, you win.
It's like Quinn. Yeah. I mean, Quinn looks like a genius if you compare him to Matt Millen. Is he a genius? Don't know yet. I'm not giving him credit for having sucked for 40 years. Not doing it.
Not going to do it.
And same with the Maple Leafs. And we're looking at the Red Wing Brain Trust. And I ask the question, what do you have to show? I mean, you had a great draft in 1989, and you lived off that for 20 years.
True that.
Okay? And you patched and plugged with some high-priced free agents. All of a sudden, you hit a salary cap that cut you off at the knees. What have you done since then? Nothing. Okay, all you did was you slide downhill. Okay, what's going to stop that? Well, I have going to give a vote of confidence to Blashill and to
Holland. Okay, because I know they want to win. It's like, oh my God, that's so Ford-esque.
Wait me when it's over.
Yep. I mean, you think about it. How many years didn't Toronto make it with whatever excuses they want to use? I mean, this is the first time they've been in the playoffs since when?
2013.
And then before that?
2003.
Okay, so twice in 14 years, you get no credit for that.
No.
Zero.
No.
I mean, they're going
we made the playoffs. Okay.
But if they're if they're a one and done team, because they play what, Washington?
Oh, they screwed themselves up by not getting that one point.
And
on
it's
Sunday.
Like the Lions. You know, people look at the draft last year that Quinn had, and it was a fine draft. Do it again.
Yeah.
Then do it again, and then do it again. Then we'll talk.
You know, the NHL would be well served to having a good Maple Leaf team. I mean, original six teams have more weight to it than anything. First of all, the Leafs have really cool jerseys. They really do. Yeah. They got a great history. If you go through the history books and you see the pictures and stuff of the guys that played for them, I mean, Toronto to me is Canadian hockey, bar none. Throughout the whole history and all that, yes, the Canadians, the flash in the pan, Vancouver for a little bit, you know, Edmonton, flash in the pan.
They won 4 years in a row and then they haven't won since.
Yeah.
So.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean.
Kind of like the Islanders, you know?
But that's true. They won four. Okay.
I think the best matchup in history has always been Detroit Toronto.
Edmonton's 4-5. They didn't win four in a row. They won 4-5.
But I'm saying they won four.
Yeah.
You know, and then where did they go? And then they've hit the skids for 20 some years. 20.
Yeah.
You know,
they haven't won since the late 80s.
Yeah, I was going to say. Yeah. I mean, nothing. I mean, how do you miss when you only got one team? I mean, except for the Edmonton Eskimos. Great, great dream. You know? I mean,
at least the Islanders have an excuse. They don't have a home arena.
That's true. Yeah, right.
But then you have Edmonton that sucked for how many years, kept getting first round picks, and they still can't make the playoffs.
Yes, yeah.
It's an amazing thing. I mean, really, somewhere somehow, either you have a management like the LH slash Fords, it's like, we don't care as long as you're making money, you know? But, I mean, there you go with the Canadian team thing, and there you go with kind of what Mark Prather is talking, Brather is talking about. You know, it's like the Canadian teams aren't making all that big money, but like you said, Kenny, I mean, look at your transfer of the cash.
Yeah, if you're bringing in Canadian dollars and having to pay your players in American dollars,
yeah,
that doesn't work out too well.
Yeah, and as much as we're talking about how Hamilton could have, Hamilton is always and should have had the last expansion team. Always, but always, but always. Have the Toronto siphon off, because there's enough people that are pissed at Toronto that would have this team. Or you have so many great Canadian, you know, Toronto fans that they will go both sides. You know, hockey for all over the place. Hockey within, what, 60 miles? Hell yes. You know, if you're a big football fan and you had a team in Detroit and one in Auburn Hills, you'd be going to both teams. Sure. You'd be loyal to both sides. You could not get enough of this.
They have Hamilton Tiger Cats and the Toronto Argonauts. They got football.
Yeah. And the excuse, well, they're a hotbed for minor league and junior teams. Well, so is Minnesota. They have an NHL team.
Yeah. I mean, nobody in their right mind would say, I would rather have the IHL or a junior team as opposed to an NHL team. You know, nobody. That's just, it's almost, you had to read that 4 or 5 times. You know, you want a pro team. I don't know, again, seriously. You know, would you really want Jimmy John Field or, you know, have the Tigers play? You know, and there you go.
With Anthony Ghost and Bruce Rondon, yeah.
True that. And then you got Bettman. Bettman, why he showed up in Detroit, I have no idea. Unless he's trying to do a bookend kind of thing where he shuts Joe Louis and opens a new place. He gets nothing but booed. I mean,
everywhere he goes.
He's not a money guy. He's not the guy who, you know, if you think the NHL was in financial straits when he got here, guess where they're at right now? You know, you think about what did Bettman do besides alienate fans? You know, dude, the stupid change of the uniforms where you have to wear dark colors for the home team, that's dorky. But you're the fifth out of four commissioners in all the great sports. You have a crap CBA. You have a crap TV contract. Perhaps the worst out of all. You're worse than NASCAR. You know, you don't have a national thing. I mean, MSNBC and all that, NBC,
SN,
yeah, means nothing. It's not, you're still a cable carrier, you know? I mean, when you signed with Versus, when you had CBS and NBC, what the hell, you were going to go for money? How did that work out for you? What was that, 2 years?
Yeah, and they had ESPN.
Yeah.
And they got rid of ESPN.
And ESPN, you had been on, you know, all the sports shows time after time, SportsCenter and all that stuff, guaranteed. But you were looking for this little extra money, and you've been floundering ever since Versus. Versus. You know, who likes you in anywhere? Not the fans, not the players, the owners, because you kept them afloat, but you didn't do it. You know, I mean, you are the only sport that has consistent lockouts.
Yep.
You know, consistently.
But how many times has the NHL had to put in money into teams just to keep them, like Phoenix? They've dumped a shitload of money into Phoenix just to keep them afloat.
I give you
in Florida.
Yeah, anytime you had Atlanta team.
Yep.
You know, I mean, you thought that was a good idea to go back there. Why it keeps floundering? It's because you don't get the push from the NHL. You know, anybody will show up to a successful team. Ask Auburn Hills. You know, you got a successful team, the Palace is still in business.
Yep.
You're not changing out or anything. I mean, your Piston owner is really kind of like a hedge fund dude. Yep. Just let me get mine, and I will leave, and I don't give a damn what happens. You know, because if you really think this is a great idea to have basketball and hockey in this same arena, I still don't understand how that works out. You know, at all.
Nope.
You know?
Because the way they work the suite now is you have to buy a package for each one. If you want a hockey package, that's separate. If you want a concert package, that's separate. If you want a NBA package, that's separate. If you buy all three of them, one suite is going to cost you $750,000.
Holy cow.
Per year?
Per year.
And what kind of woman does that come with?
Hopefully a shitload of them.
Yeah, because you're thinking a palace suite, a good one, can hold like about 12 people, and that's getting a little tight.
Yeah.
You know? So depending where these suites are and stuff like that, you know, really $750,000 per year gets you a badass house and a badass audiovisual system and a badass car. You know, for your 3-year contract. So 750,000 times 3 is
2.25 mil.
Okay. So for 2.25 mil, you get some badass home on the lake.
Oh, God.
You know, you get, I mean, a 150-inch OLED television set with sound system, and that's only one next to your bar. I mean, you think about a $1.5 million home with AV and another 500,000.
And you can hire the bartender to mix your drinks
every game. Jesus. And then you can still have your own party bus and still come ahead with the best seats in the house.
Yep.
You know, because you know Detroit's going to, the Wings are going to, well, Pistons too, are going to suck for the next couple of years.
Yep.
You know, badly. Yep. You know, this is, I mean, there's no.
Well, you know, as long as we hang on to Stan, you know, I mean, they aren't going to get any better, right?
No. He's still talking. Did you see Rodman yesterday?
Yeah.
That was cool. You know, the whole thing with the palace is so antiseptic, has no nothing to it. You know, it really never was. It was very well done, very well constructed, way ahead of its time. It functioned so well, nobody really noticed it.
Yeah.
You know, there was no quirks, there was no
character.
Yips. Yeah, no character, but it just worked damn well. And for something that's less than 30 years old.
Now, at least Joe Louis Arena had character. I mean,
it was so shitty.
You have the urine smell that just, you know.
Yeah, right.
And those stairs.
Yes.
You know, you have to go back to, like, the beginnings of. Ah, fooey. I got to go back to. Well, let's see. Cheyenne was born in. You go back to the early 2000s when the Bad Boys were there. The palace was packed every night, every night, every night, every night. You couldn't get a seat. You couldn't get a ticket, you know, and nobody was saying, oh, we got to get out of here. We got to go back to Detroit.
Yeah.
Why did we ever leave? You know, the whole thing was a financial consideration wrapped around this bullshit that it's like, oh, we got to get all four teams back in Detroit. Ghost saw a quick opportunity to leave, and he did.
Yep.
You know, so he double dipped, you know, and I think that really drops your jaw because you go, this arena is still incredibly functional.
Yes.
You just put millions of dollars into it 2 years ago. You know, and what are you going to do, bulldoze it? You know?
Yeah, I think it's already sold, isn't it?
To who?
Somebody said that, or it's on its way to being sold? I thought that's what they said during the game the other day.
Well,
what are they going to put there?
Yeah, what? I mean,
I don't know.
What happened was that nobody stayed. There was no, I mean, for the almost 3 decades that joint was around, there was no bar, no restaurant scene, no nothing. No. You know, people went get in and get out.
Yep.
And that's really weird for an arena. I don't know, because that's basically what they do is they tell all these cities when they're going to build arenas, oh, you know, the spinoff of all the restaurants and bars and, you know, look like Royal Oak like crazy and there'll be plenty of jobs, you know, where people make $2.25 an hour in tips. You know, but they don't ever tell you that, you know.
But it has an exit to I-75, though.
That's right, yeah.
It had a beautiful ingress and outgress. It
Get
really
the hell
did.
Up real quick.
That's right.
It was, once you got out of the lot, you know, it was designed perfectly. And for Davidson to put up his own money on the damn thing, you know, I mean, Ghost double dipped. I mean, he really did. I mean, he bought the team, bought the thing, then sold the team, essentially sold the team, and sold this, you know, sold that land. And so that thing was all for free, you know. God, I mean, is there nothing else that can be done? I mean, are stadiums that quick that you got to turn them over within 30 years? You know, but he just saw a quick penny, and he didn't want to keep paying for it. Yep. So he said, like, you guys take care of it. He is such a hands-off, awful owner. I mean, of all you... We hate the Fords, and the Illichs are close behind. But this guy with the Pistons, you know, he is so out of touch.
Yes.
You know, he doesn't give a damn.
Yeah.
And that's the worst owner of all.
Right.
You know?
Because he just says, okay, Stan, do your magic. Whatever.
But that's what I'm saying. That's why I thought when they moved downtown, I figured, you know, he's just in it for the money, and then all of a sudden he's just going to dump the team or something.
Clearly.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, really, he goes there. Watch how this goes. He goes there, then all of a sudden our fine friend who owns the Cavaliers goes, I could get rid of, as soon as LeBron bolts, I'll buy the Pistons. And then I will have all my, you know, dwellings right around the Pizza Arena.
That's right. With all his casinos and all that crap that he has downtown.
You know, what does the Pizza Arena have to do anything with the Pistons? You know, nothing. That's how much he sold the naming rights, too. I mean, he had naming rights to the Palace. And God love him for not having anybody having, like, you know, the Fifth Third Arena brought to you by the, you know, Auburn Hills Palace.
Right.
You know, it didn't have some bizarre-ass name.
Guaranteed Rate Palace.
I know. God, what kind of slam place is that?
Or like the one in Phoenix. It's Little Gila, like the Gila Monster.
Yeah.
Little Gila River Casino Arena.
Brought to you by... Well, once you got DTE Energy Theater, you know, I mean, that was your first kill. You know, you know what I used to thought was the best was the one in St. Louis where they played hockey back in the day. The Boston... The Ross and Perina.
The St. Louis?
Yeah.
They used to call it the Scott Trade Center.
No, way before that.
Oh, way before that.
Yeah. Rawson owned it from the folks that give you Ross and Perina.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, what was it?
And that was badass. That was cool.
The Beach Shower Arena?
No, it was just Rawson.
It was really weird, yeah.
It was like, are you guys sure you want to do this? You know, but evidently they had the money, and Ross and Perino must have been pretty big in St. Louis to put the money up for the joint. I mean, congratulations to them.
Naming stuff has got to be such a joke. I mean, look what Disney did to the Anaheim franchise, the Mighty Ducks.
And please. Bettman said okay.
Yeah, Bettman said, cool, money.
I know.
Yeah, then they finally got rid of
the Mighty.
Mighty part of it.
They're just Ducks.
Which makes it even more stupid.
Yep.
How many Ducks you ever see play hockey? None. You know? How many Red Wings you see play hockey? All of them.
Maybe not very well.
True that. Hey, okay. Riley Sheahan scored.
Yeah, hey, wait till the last game and gets two goals.
It was part of the plan.
That's right.
There he just waited a little too long.
No. This is the best plan that he had. It was part of the plan that went flawlessly to the very end. From February to the very end, the plan went really well. They'll be able to tell you all about it in about another month and a half when they brief everybody.
Here's the best thing. They didn't have any playoffs to worry about, so they knew when the last game was going to be, and they could play in the ceremony.
There you go. Funny how that works out, because it would have got messed up if they would have went into the first round. Now, what they did was they have Sheahan scoring his last goal, the first goal, on the last game, because then they take the page... right out of the baseball Tiger / Lions logbook and go, see, he got it all together. See, he's on an upgrade. See, he's ready to go. You wait till next year. He's ready. He's got it. He understands it.
Too bad it's not on a contract year.
He may have sucked the first 79 games.
But now he's got it all together.
Yeah, see, he's making progress.
There you go.
He's competitive.
Progress. There you go. See, he's got it. Now he understands what this is all about. So he holds back. See, he doesn't renegotiate his contract. And now next year, you look out. I mean, he's on a roll. There you go.
Oh, my God.
And there it is. Oh. Red Wing News for YOUs.
Wow. You know.
Like that?
Yeah.
I mean, they're good that way. All right. Okay. Where do you feel like going? We have a few minutes.
Right down the tubes.
Ugh. Yeah.
Well, you want to talk about the hockey matchups?
No.
No.
No? Okay.
Go on to something else.
Oh,
did you see the thing where Probert's wife spread his ashes all over Joe Louis?
In the penalty box.
Oh, my God. Gross. You know?
Because his ash was always in the penalty box anyway.
That's right. That's where his ash spent all half of his career.
But who thought about it? I mean, why don't you put it, if you're going to do that, why don't you put it in the new place? Not the place that's going to get knocked over. I mean, it's going to go flat. There's no saving Joe Louis. There's nothing you can do with it. You know?
Well, maybe when they christen it, she'll put some more over there.
How much more does he got?
She only had like a locket full.
Gross.
You know, I mean, wouldn't you want to carry?
Carry what?
Carry ashes with you everywhere you go? Come on.
She better be stacked. That's all I'm going to say.
Probably used to have a locket, too, that he'd open up and sprinkle stuff around. But that wasn't ashes, though.
You know, it was magic dust.
Yeah.
You know, it's pretty interesting. Chicago Blackhawks versus the Predators. That's going to be a good series.
Oh, yes.
You know?
So it's Washington, Toronto.
Boo.
Loser.
Boo! Yeah, well, that's going to be 4-and-done.
No.
But, I mean, you take a look at Pittsburgh and the Blue Jackets. Oh, interesting matchup.
Yeah.
Way interesting. Edmonton and the Sharks cares about Wild and Blues, cares about Blues winning 5. Ducks, Flames. You hope the Flames would win 2. You know, make it go back to your building once. Senators, Bruin cares.
See, that's where the Leafs should be here and the Bruins should be there.
What, so Toronto plays Ottawa?
Yeah, if they would have got 1 point on Sunday.
Yeah, but then that would have been...
Then you would have had the Battle of Ontario.
Ooh.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Nice. But then that would almost be a cares, and you'd probably go for Toronto on a sentimentality kind of thing. Because really, what have Ottawa done? I mean, Ottawa is... Unless you have some kind of really weird-ass fan base, they scare nobody. You know, they don't have...
That isn't a team with any history or anything. I mean, unless you're Daniel Alfred's junkie or something. I don't know.
Yeah, and how quickly he moved over to here. You know?
Toronto plays in Ottawa. It's like a home game for Toronto.
Yeah.
Huh. Toronto gets a goal, and it's almost just as loud of a cheer for when Toronto scores as when Ottawa scores.
But talking about scoring, Kenny, what haven't we talked about in the last 1 minute you got?
What we haven't talked about is... A team that we have abused here over the last number of months and years.
The Ducks?
Yeah, that's the Detroit Lions. And just kind of seeing what's going on in the offseason, that the Lions are spending an awful lot of money now being engaged in researching players and talking to people and just being everywhere. And remember what I said before about you don't get extra credit for sucking for so long. But it looks like what they're finally doing now is they're finally approaching this seriously. Does that guarantee success? No. But maybe it guarantees at least a basic level of competence. Keep our fingers crossed, guys. We'll keep an eye on this. But it wasn't going to happen if they didn't do things right. And maybe now they are.
Okay, our sport director and the most Mr. Controversial. What haven't we talked about in the last minute?
Well, I'm not going to talk about anything on sports. I'm going to do a shout out.
You got
to...
Here we go. I'm ready for the boo.
Why are you going to boo?
Because we need to give shout outs.
Yes, I'm going to do a shout out. I'm going to say hi to.
I'm ready.
Don, Rick, Greg, in Orlando. In College Park, Maryland.
There you go.
And I'd like to thank them for the hospitality I had while I was over there. And
is that where you get silverware from?
I don't know. College Park, that's where University of Maryland is.
That's
right. We should give them the official sports authority. Hey, ready? 1, 2, 3.
Hey! But just to let you know, I'm still rooting for the Maple Leafs, even though you're over by Washington. So just to let you know that.
All right, and to let you know that we're out by Washington, we're out worldwide. So, for the Super CPA, Ken Pocket, and our sport director, Mark Milicek, Mr. Controversial, and myself, John Sever, we will see you again here next Tuesday night, live at 7 o'clock here in Studio B for the Sports Authorities. Or if you can't be with us here, come on over to the podcast. Just Podbean, podbean.com, and all you have to do is put in CKIW and scoot on over to the Sports Authorities. You can take us anywhere you go, even while you're going.
Bring your pods, bring your beans.
That's there you right. go. And spread along with us. So until next week, we'll see you, friends. Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.